are listening to Straight from the Streets with your host, AJ Ali.
Straight from the streets. Trying to get this money right on my second strike. Get caught again, it's life, and I ain't trying to pay the price. But all I know is, yeah, it's gotta be a better way. All I seek is better days, official grind, legal pay. Smooth slacks, button ups, college fun for my son. Big daddy, big roll, keep my daughter off the pole. Express car, color black, bank statement off the map. See the boys, no flack, 180 turn, hold that. Real thought, what I'm professing, not too proud to take a lesson. Wise words, call them blessings, need to know, tired of guessing. Thought in action, yeah, I'm focused, my job, no one morning, need a market. I can corner, tired of talking, I'ma show you. Slice of pie, I want a piece, gotta eat, want a feast. Last Thursday in November, to say the least. My thoughts came from a beast. I get them from AJ Ali, straight from the streets. Straight from the streets.
Yeah, yeah, this is AJ Ali, Yahuru, AJ Ali from Straight from the Streets, the award-winning talk show broadcasting here at 1245 18th Avenue South. First thing I want to say is Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. I hope you have a great day and enjoy, your family. Today we have a very, very exciting show. We have a special guest. If you're from St. Petersburg, you probably have heard of this young man. He's very well known. His name is, he's known as JTL. That's Jared Larkin from St. Petersburg, Florida. He's a rapper, he's a producer, and he writes music also. So, Jay, I want to welcome you on the show. Thank you for, I know you're a busy man. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
I want to wish you a happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I'm a father and a grandfather.
Oh,
when,
man.
When I call my son, I say, how's our son doing? Yeah. You know, that is my son, too.
That's your son, too. That's right. You happen to raise him,
that's
you know.
That's my son, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, now, JTL, tell us a little bit about your music, a little bit about your career.
All right, with my music, the first artist I loved growing up, well, two of the first artists I loved growing up was, first it was LL Cool J, then it was Tupac. Okay. And it's funny because I started liking Tupac when he was with Digital Underground.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, when he first started, the first song he ever came out with, yeah, so.
They made that movie.
Yeah, Nothing But Trouble, all around the world, the same song, yeah.
That movie
was crazy. But ever since then, I liked him. I liked the message he always had. I always knew it was something about him that was special. Also with, Public Enemy.
Okay.
Also, Ice Cube, N.W.A., a lot of people growing up. Right. So that's what influenced me now with my song. So I always try to be socially aware and conscious about what's going on in society and make music about that. Make music about every feeling that I have so that, just like, you know, what Tupac said, it's soul music, because everything I feel and every song I make is from my soul. You know what I mean? Okay. So I always have a good message in it, and I try to, you know, reach people. Whether it's good or bad, I just want people to understand what I'm going through and what other people are going through.
Okay. Well, since you brought it up, brother, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the current events that's at the top of the news right now with incident in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a tragedy, and I mean, I just want to give you an opportunity to make any comments you want to make about that.
Real quick, I'm going to say my heart definitely goes out to the victims.
We want to send our condolences.
God rest their souls, you know, saying may they rest in paradise. Mm-hmm. I feel as though it was a sad situation to see something like this happen when it shouldn't should never happen ever right. in history. You know, it really hurts my heart. You know, yeah. every time I hear about it, I have to hold back tears. You
yeah,
know, because
yeah, but it shows us how strong racism in America hate. Still is.
How hate. Evil, how yeah. evil it can be it's, when people yeah. don't know how to just talk about it versus going out there acting on it and killing people. Right. You know what I mean? And somebody in church. How could you kill somebody in church?
I mean, this is like you can't even make this up. You know, if someone asked me to make up a terrible, terrible situation, that would be one of the last things I would think about as a young man going into church, sitting down with the class, reading and studying with them, and then standing up and shooting everybody. But you know yeah. what? Jay, I don't know. I've been talking to different family members. If I was in that church one of them times when he was reloading that gun, I'd had him.
Something.
If he hadn't hit me, he'd had to hit me jumping on him.
Something.
You know what I'm talking about? He would have hit me. I would have been in the air jumping on him.
Hey, you know what? I don't mean to cut you off, but see, that's the thing about it. They said that the victims in the church were still trying to talk yeah. him out of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that lets you know yeah. that, man, yeah. they shouldn't have died, but I know they went to a better place. For somebody to have a gun, because I feel the same way. You got a gun at me, we're going to fight to the death.
That's right.
But at the same
that's
time,
right.
for these I people mean, to still
give me
try
goosebumps.
To,
yeah.
For these people to still try to pray for him, and you know,
well, Christians are taught to do that.
No, but these were yeah. real people.
Yeah,
some Christians ain't real. Some yeah. Christians will just tear you down and talk yeah. about you, or you ain't nothing because your outfit don't look right.
Right,
your shoes don't match yet. You know what I mean? But for them to do that shows God was really in their heart. So
yeah,
I pray
yeah,
for
no,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. But it really is great wisdom in being able to forgive like that, though.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
It's great
yeah.
wisdom in that. But, I mean, our hearts are, you know, they go out. We've launched our campaign here at Yahoo Radio. We're going to be on 96.3 FM by January 2016.
All right.
We want to mention that. We want, and we're launching all types of efforts to raise money. We have a new t-shirt out, Black Lives Matter. We're trying to fix that up so you can actually get that t-shirt in the mail also. So we're working on it. But now they're available locally. It's a plain white t-shirt with just the message on there. And it's strong. It's strong. It's strong. So let's see. Now, do you have any up-and-coming events or anything like that? If you don't have anything coming up, uh-huh. you know, in the next 6 months, when you do uh-huh. have something coming up, okay. I want to invite you to come back. We sit down here and tell the whole city about it because you're local yeah. here in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want you to be to come back on the show on some sort of regular basis. Okay.
Yeah, well, actually, since you mentioned that, I have a mixtape that I'm putting together.
There you go.
So,
there
you go. So hopefully,
tell the people about it, right?
Yeah, I have a mixtape coming called The Mission Statement, JTL.
Ooh, Mission Statement.
Yeah, so like I said before, the stuff that I make is socially aware and conscious. It also talks about good moves, bad moves, what's going on in the world, what's going on with our young people, you know, what's going on in relationships, mm-hmm. marriages, people who are talked about and people who are not talked about. Like, I have this song called For All of Y'all, and that song highlights people that work and people who stay out of trouble, people who've never been to prison, yeah. mothers that never went to, sorry to say, scripting the
Good.
They'll take care of
yeah,
their kids or the other word, you know, prostitution,
right.
but they stay hard just like my mother did. So
right.
this is something that she can listen to and smile and
my
know that her son appreciated
it.
Exactly. She moms didn't play that. She worked hard. She even
yeah.
she had to work 3 jobs.
Yeah.
So, but that should be coming within the next month, around July, before August.
Man.
So I definitely would like to come back up here and promote that.
Okay. Okay. You got that, brother. You got that. Okay. Before I forget, I want to send a shout out to my son, Sultan Ali. Happy Father's Day, Sultan Ali. And my new grandson, his name is Mason Avery Ali. So he's only about, I think, about 2 years old right now.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure I got that in there. Now, today for music therapy, we're going to try to bring a little more music into the show. Now, anyone that's listened to music therapy in the past knows that the music that we choose, it's always empowering, positive music. You're never going to hear anything negative, any kind of negative music, unless we're showing you how negative could be sometimes. Oh, all right, so we're going to have Curtis Mayfield. And I was saying to you, Jay,
yeah.
I've been going over this in my head because I was a very young teenager when Curtis Mayfield hits were out, and because of my uncle, we really listened to Curtis Mayfield music a lot, and we listened to the words that he would be saying.
Yeah.
So I'm asking everyone, when you listen to the music on our show, to try to listen to the message that the songs are bringing.
Yeah.
I learned that in slavery, there were songs that the slaves used to sing when they were in a different mood. Like, say, if it was harvest and everybody was out there trying to, you know, collect up all the cotton, they would sing one thing. Oh. If somebody passed away, they would sing something else.
Sing something else, yeah.
If it was time to go to church, they would sing something else. So you see, the music had, emotional meaning.
And
that's what we're trying to do. To wake up everybody, and you know, and that's the song that we play at the end of every show now. It's one of my favorite songs. When I first heard "Wake Up Everybody" with Teddy Pendergrass and the Blue Notes, when I first heard it, I said, "This is a great song."
Great song. I still love it.
I love it.
Love that song.
I love every verse, because what he's saying is so relevant on what's going on right now. So today we're going to have Curtis Mayfield. This is an album. We can't play the whole thing, but we're going to play about 30 minutes of it. So I ask everybody to sit and listen closely. And if you want, you can go on YouTube and you can pull it up and you can listen to it, you know, anytime you want to. So let's see. There we go.
I was so depressed, and I went and got the Bible, and I turned to the book of Revelation.
It sounds like he just wrote this last night.
And if people would just get read the Bible,
and this is over 40 years old,
they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book and read it and put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers!
I'm from the other side of town, out of bounds to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. It's hard to do right in this filthy night. Just plain simple comfort is completely out of sight. My little sister, she hungry for bread to eat. My brother's hand-me-down shoes is now showing his feet. Ghetto blues shown on the news. All is well, but what the hell do they care? You across the track, completely relaxed. You take a warning fact, don't you never come back. I'm from the other side of town, out of bounds to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. Oh, baby, it's hard to do right, you know, on the other side of town. Depression really got a hold on me.
They are close but not quite, almost
was impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close, but not quite. Almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Thank you.
you check out your man. I know we've all got problems, that's why I'm here to say, keep peace with me and I with you. Let me love in my own way.
Thank you. take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on. Just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it. Just move on. Just move on up. We move on up. Move on up. We'll be right back.
U.S. reporters covering the New York Yankees than there are covering the entire continent of Africa.
And it's a shame when we as African people, we make up damn near the majority of the city, but we have to fight to get on white ruling class media.
That tells you something about the priorities of the news media in this country.
We are engaged in a war of ideas.
Warning.
You're locked in to Uhuru Radio.
Stand by.
Right here, right now.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
I and I no mix with the wicked men. I and I said trample the
Sankankawa. Take a lele malokinika.
Uhuru Radio was envisioned as a means by which our community, our people, our party, our revolutionary aspirations could contend with the ruling class in this war of ideas that contributes to maintaining the oppression of African people. Part of what African internationalism, Garveyism in the 21st century is about is ending that isolation, is bringing African people together in common struggle. And Uhuru Radio, it allows Africans in any place in the world to have access to other Africans so that reinforcements are always on the way, no matter where it is that we're struggling and no matter what may be the temporary setbacks.
Finally, the station you've been looking for.
Uhuru Radio. No degrading lyrics.
I never call you my boo. It's so much in the name, it's so much more in you.
Progressive.
Any lover of you are. So you buy her a diamond if I want to die. Oh, don't you think there's something wrong with it?
Informative. And millions of dollars leave Sierra Leone in the form of diamonds, yet the people who mine the diamonds make 30 cents a day and a cup of rice. That's the reality all over Africa.
And revolutionary.
AFDEF is an organization of the Uhuru movement that was built in 2007 in order to organize African doctors, nurses, scientists, engineers, and other skilled Africans around the world to coordinate a variety of development projects that work to transform the miserable conditions of existence that have been imposed on our people around the world.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
Uhuru Radio is developing a new programming schedule to include more music, cultural, educational, political, and multilingual programs from around the world. We are professionalizing the technical delivery of our programming, improving our sound quality and presentation. We're working to make our audio stream more accessible through mobile devices and distribution networks. This is your media, Uhuru News, Uhuru Radio, and the Burning Spear newspaper, the voice of the International African Revolution. We rely on your support to get the truth out about our struggle for freedom. Become a member today. Your donation of any amount will make a difference.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
You are listening to Straight from the Streets with your host, AJ Ali.
Straight from the streets. Trying to get this money right on my second strike. Get caught again, it's life and I ain't trying to pay the price. But all I know is, yeah, it's gotta be a better way. All I seek is better days, official grind, big pay. Smooth slacks, button ups, college fund for my son. Big daddy, bank roll, keep my daughter off the pole. Express car, color black, bank statement off the map. See the boys, no flack, 180 turn, hold that. Real thought, what I'm professing, not too proud to take a lesson. Wise words, call them blessings, need to know, tired of guessing. Thought in action, yeah, I'm focused, my job, no one more than need a mark. And I can corner time to talk, and I'ma show you. Slice of pie, want a piece, gotta eat, want a feast. Last Thursday in November, to say the least. My thoughts came from a beast. I get them from AJ Ali, straight from the street. Straight from the street.
It's AJ Ali back here at Yuhuru Studio, 1245 South St. Pete, Florida. I'm here with a local rapper who's well known, JTL, Jarrett Larkin. And we're very, very happy to have him here. We've invited him to come back. And unfortunately, we didn't have his music prepared for you to listen to today. But I give you my word that if he gives me the music, next week we'll play a couple of songs of your music. How about that?
Yeah. I'm going to hold you to that. Next time I see you, I'm going to make sure you
my
remember
word is
that.
Bond. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, man, my word. Let's see. Okay. I noticed another young man that I admire greatly there. We got Felix in the audience. Felix in the house. What's up, Felix?
What's up?
local young man here. Oh, happy Father's Day, my brother. Okay, hopefully you will be a father one day. That's like when Mother's Day comes and you say, happy Mother's Day, and young ladies say, well, I don't have a baby. No, you're a mother, you're a woman. Man, you're a father. So I hope you enjoyed our music therapy session today. And I was thinking a lot about, I think Curtis Mayfield in his heyday, I think we could draw a comparison with Tupac. And what I mean is that the songs that he wrote had so much meaning. I mean, it's a completely different style of music, but they have that in common. That's only my personal opinion. So we have nominated Curtis Mayfield to be our Classic Artist of the Year. So sometime in the next couple of months, we'll let you know who else has been nominated. And by the end of the year, closer to the end of the year, we'll let everybody know who we chose to be the Artist of the Year for music therapy here at Straight from the Streets Productions, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope that when the show comes on, you have a pencil and pad next to you, because we always give out good advice, and if you have, we give you out something, we don't want you to have to jump up and go run, look for a pad and a pen. So we always ask you to have that. So Jarrett, you have any final words here for our listening audience? You know, we're talking to the whole world there, brother.
Well, I guess I want to go ahead and send a shout out to all the fathers. I'm a father. Yeah. My son is 11. Unfortunately, to be honest with you, man, his mother's not seeing eye to eye right now.
Yeah, it happens,
so,
bro.
It's all good. I pray the situation change, but I still love my son.
He's 11. Have him listen to this show.
Yeah, as soon as I get a chance, I will. But also not just to me. My brothers, my friends, and all the men out there, that's doing what they should be doing, or get yourself together and do what you need to do. Raise your kids right, because they need us. It's a different day and age, and we can't survive without our fathers. So I definitely just want to send a shout out to all the fathers.
In our community, we've been criticized over the years about, not being good fathers.
I mean, good fathers, not being there, all that stuff.
Yeah, so we always reach out and say, hey, it's never too late to sit down and make a decision that you're going to change your ways and be a better father.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I grew up without my father,
real
father. Last time I saw him, I was like 9 years old. I never got to see him. I talked to him on the phone a few times, but I never got to see him again.
And you know what? Matter of fact, the fathers I did have in my life, they're gone. Alan Scott Dixon Jr., God rest his soul. He was killed in 93, but he was a great father. He was my godfather.
Right.
And then my grandfather, Walker Taylor, Elder Walker Taylor, was a pastor of Reach the Unreached Church of God in Christ. So I'm also send a shout out to them for what they did in my life. They will always be in my heart.
There you go.
Repeat
who you're sending the shout out to. Who was that?
Alan Scott Dixon Jr., and also my grandfather, Elder Walker Taylor, was a pastor. So they always in my heart. I love them, and I will never forget them.
All right. Well, brother, we want to thank you for taking time to come out and be on the show. I'm looking forward to you giving me that music. I have your phone number.
I got you. Harass me if I take too long to give it to you also.
Yeah, I'll call you up and say, what's up, man? And we also want to invite you back now, sometime in the next, somewhere down the road. Okay. You should be on the show two or three times every year.
That's cool with me.
You know what I mean?
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
So, let's see. I think we're getting close to the end of the show here. You know, we always end the show with Wake Up Everybody, Teddy Pendergrass, and the Blue Notes. And we were just discussing that we're going to be having another song to close the show with. And the song is See You When You Get There by Coolio. So if anybody out there has ever heard that song, we're going to be using that song because I think that song is really a great,
powerful song.
Powerful song. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please stay tuned to the next show. Is the chairman, Amali Yesatila, the chairman of the Uhuru Movement. He's a great, great man. And his show will comes on right after this. So don't change the dial. You got a little music now. Now listen to the man that's going to tell you exactly what's going on right now. It's time for us to organize. It's time for us to come together. Black Lives Matter. Okay? So with that, tune in next week. We'll be here, God willing. And just tell everybody it's time to wake up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Change it. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, I do.
Need a little help.
said, boy,
need some help, y'all.
I've
changed the world from what it used to be.
Ain't
do it alone.
Ain't do it alone.
Need some help, that.
Need some help, that.
Wake up, everybody.
Listening to Who Radio.